the efficacy out there, you, a lot of you will have seen some of these slides, or at least similar slides in Andy Beldam's talk last night. And that sort of 90% figure is the figure that I think most of us sort of feel is out there in terms of the risk reduction. And actually, it's only 10 years since Hartman and colleagues published in the New England Journal. So before 1999, there was no evidence of efficacy of risk-reducing surgery. And I think many of you, even in this room, felt that it was appalling to do the operation without any evidence. And certainly questions were asked at meetings about randomized controlled trials. I'm not sure about how you can do a double-blind randomized controlled trial, but obviously the evidence is now accruing, and I think that for women it is a realistic choice. Hopefully there will be alternatives in the future. So any woman who is high risk, according to the NICE guidelines, the options should be discussed, although obviously it is entirely the woman's choice. But we do need to confirm the breast cancer history. And Andy alluded to the issue of factitious family history, and you need to be aware of that, because some of these women can be very plausible, and it really is very important in terms of how you will be seen in your clinic later on when these women come back asking for more and more surgery, because that is essentially what they end up doing. So you need to protect yourselves by making sure they really do have a family history.